Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening. My name's Holly Tanner, and I'm here with
Justin Weaver.
And you're listening to Something to Talk About. Our special guest right now, though, because she has to leave to get back to her wonderful job of walking around this wonderful city, is Liz Coleman. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Holly.
Welcome.
Hi, Hudson.
Welcome. Thanks for
stopping in.
We wanted to just chat a little bit about your perspective on, you know, so Liz, if you've had the pleasure of meeting her, has the wonderful job of parking enforcement, as her shirt says.
Well, before she says anything, I just wanted to let her know that these are the moments that I wish I had a car so I could get a ticket from her. Because Liz walks around with such a smile on her face, and she's not happy to give you a ticket, but she's just a happy person. And she signs her name L-I-Z with a heart over top of the I, which really angers some people. It's not like she's saying na 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 na. She's just a really nice, happy person.
I was going to actually mention that as well, because Liz always does have a smile on her face, and I think that's important when you're in public service like you are, that even if your job, I mean, we run into this, and it's something that we stress in the DMV world and the county clerk's office, that, you know, sometimes your job might be difficult, but you should still have a smile on your face, even if you have to be, you know, mean and give people parking tickets. It's your job. It's not you.
But I'm not mean.
You're not mean at all. You're always smiling and happy.
And I do try to be fair with everybody, but it is difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
But I've been doing it so long, and I've met so many wonderful people, including you.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
Yeah, how long?
It'll be 11 years in September.
Wow.
And so you do this in every weather, right?
Right.
Talk to us about...
You know what? Thank God my husband was a highway worker, because he taught me how to dress for the winter. So it's not really that bad.
No.
If you're dressed properly for that weather, it's really not that bad.
And you are moving.
I am.
And I can't believe, I just found this out, and I just don't want to believe this. And when are you moving, and where are you moving to?
I'm moving, hopefully, in November, and we're moving to Sanford, North Carolina.
She's leaving the Red Sox Nation. Oh, my Lord.
I'll be back for that.
Okay, Danny Gregory will be very happy, the big Yankees fan.
Liz is a parking enforcement and also a Red Sox fan.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Another reason
yes.
I love Liz.
Yes.
Yeah, but so you're moving. Oh, my goodness.
But my daughter, who's in the military.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, yes. She has a house in North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
And she recently moved to Virginia. She bought a house there because her and her husband work in Washington. So she says, Mommy, you need to retire and come down here and live and do nothing. I said, you don't have to ask me twice, Kayla.
Congratulations. That's
well, we
exciting.
We will all definitely miss you.
We are going to miss
and
you.
I'm going to miss Hudson.
Yeah,
I will.
I bet.
I will, because I've been here like all my life, and it'll always have a special memory for me. But
I'm sure.
It's a new adventure.
And yes. You'll come
new
back
journey.
And visit. Well, I
of
hope
course.
you're involved in your replacement, because, you know, they're going to have to be as jubilant and excited and happy as you are.
I hope so.
I was going to ask that. Do they have anybody in mind to take
Not
your place?
That I know of. I
well,
know.
Whoever's in charge, Holly, do you know who's in charge?
I don't.
Well, you should.
I'll find out.
It'll be
yeah.
Mr. Shetsky. Gene Shetsky.
Well,
shout out.
I'm putting this out there to the powers that be. There needs to be an in-depth audition / interview process to replace Miss Liz Coleman.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think I should get to choose them.
I think there should be a lineup.
Absolutely.
I think they should have a swimsuit edition. then the final question, it should be the Miss America of parking attendance.
That's right.
That's
absolutely.
What it should be.
So how has the job changed since you started in 11 years? Because now I know it's you get an electronic ticket. It's not
right,
handwritten anymore.
Because we were handwriting the tickets, and we finally got the, well, you know what? I don't know. To me, I could write them just as fast as doing this.
She and, has her handy-dandy little electronic
device
with her.
And sometimes these can be trouble.
Yeah.
Especially in winter, they'll freeze up. And
And then could you go back to?
Yeah, we usually carry
backup
paper tickets.
Backup, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Are the parking rules in Hudson complicated? Is it confusing? Is it easy
to
for
some
people?
Yeah.
You know what is very confusing is the alternate side parking at night.
Yeah.
That is very, I mean, we don't do those tickets, but we've had so many people come up to me and say, why are there no signs on the streets?
Signage is important.
Right.
Yeah.
They have it on the entrance of the city, but
Well, I hear that there is a push to not do the alternate side parking every single night, maybe just have it a couple days a week.
Right, right.
I think one of the candidates running for mayor is touting that as their platform. But I can't speak on which one, but I did hear that someplace mm-hmm. that they're going to do that.
I think that's a good idea.
That would help things, yeah?
Yeah,
right.
I think
right.
so.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, what is your territory? Are there parking meters on all of the streets?
No, it's from... So, 3rd Street up to...
The top of Warren?
Eighth, right,
okay.
The top of Warren.
I'm trying to think of all the places
well,
I got parking tickets
Street.
When I had a car.
Eighth. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes from 3rd Street to 8th Street and then the side streets.
Oh, and, it hasn't gone further down Warren Street?
Not
no?
yet, but
they're planning on doing that?
Yes, yeah. They're working on that now, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the train station? Is that your territory as well?
Yes, we have to do that now.
Tell us about the... the worst experience you ever had dealing
yes.
with someone who you were writing a ticket for?
The worst experience? And you know what? I usually don't have bad experiences. I really don't. But this one person was parked in a handicap zone
Ugh.
Who didn't have a handicap pass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I'm not lenient with. I'm usually
sure.
lenient. Mm-hmm. I try to be fair with everybody. But when it comes to the handicap parking, I'm not. And... he came out as I was writing the ticket and kept laying over the windshield so I couldn't put the ticket on his car.
Really?
And I said to him, I said, am I going to have to call an officer up here to give you this ticket?
Wow.
He wouldn't take the ticket. And every time I tried to put it on the car, he would lay across his windshield.
Oh, my gosh.
So then when I said, do I need to get an officer to come here, he graciously took the ticket and...
Now, is that a good defense by someone who's getting a ticket to lay across their car or just slap the ticket out of your hands?
No, it doesn't work.
I mean,
do not assault an officer.
Does it actually have to be placed on the car for it to count? Or
well, actually, no. If they drive away, if I have that downloaded,
yeah.
they'll mail it to them.
So you
right.
could have crumpled the ticket up and just thrown it at them and walked away, and it still is valid?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking. For when I finally get a
future
car.
Reference.
Yes. Okay.
Well, wait until I leave, please.
Holly, did you take that down?
I did.
Thank
I
you.
Did.
So
when
good.
You get your HT plates so back, good. You'll still get tickets.
Oh, they're frozen. Yeah,
they are frozen. Uh-huh. That's right.
But I do. I love my job. It's a fun job, and it's all the way that you treat people.
Right.
Because they do. A lot of people get upset and get angry, and it's only an $8 parking ticket, but to them,
right.
it's like. You know,
right, right.
And it's the way you talk to them. And I've had people get so angry, and then I'll calm them down. Just talk nice to them,
yeah.
calm them down. Then we start laughing. The next thing you know, they're giving me a hug.
Oh.
And thank you.
And you're invited to dinner. And...
You're a real treasure, Liz. You are. And we have to mention for the powers that be that Liz was on her break
yes,
when
I
she
am.
Came to do this. So
yes,
she
I am.
Is in uniform, but she was officially on her break. And so we appreciate you spending your break with us.
Yes,
it
thank
was
you,
exciting.
Liz.
It was fun.
Yes.
You just added a little class to this little
we'll,
operation we have
I don't
here.
Know about that.
We'll have to have you back another time.
Okay.
What was your favorite? Do you have a favorite experience other than meeting my
besides Holly
oh,
and Justin,
well,
favorite
I met Bruce Dern.
Oh,
really?
The actor.
Laura
wait,
Dern's
I have to tell you a quick
wow.
story.
Go ahead.
It was so funny. When he was making a movie over in the Iron Horse, he was making the movie, I believe it was Cake Eaters.
Okay.
And so one night.
But enough about me.
One night, me and my daughter were walking up 4th Street. We were taking a walk. Here comes this car that pulls up on 4th Street the wrong way.
Mm.
And I look in the car, and it's Bruce Dern. And his I think it was his manager or whatever. He said, oh, Bruce seen you, and said, let's stop and talk to the meter maid.
Wow.
So he's the wrong way on a one-way street.
Oh, my
here
Lord.
Comes the chief of police with the lights on.
Oh, dear.
So I go up to the chief, and I said, oh, wait, this is Bruce Dern. He says, no, it's not. And I says, it is. I said, it really is. I said, don't give him a ticket. He didn't realize what he was doing. He came to talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
I want to meet him, he says.
Oh?
So then he met him, and the chief says to him, you're the man that shot John Wayne. And I says, oh, no, here we go.
Oh,
but everything worked out good. And
that's good.
He was a fun guy. He was... that was one of my
nice. You probably
best
see
experiences.
All sorts of sights walking around the city.
Oh
and,
yes,
and
oh, it's
keeping track of things. quickly, what are the parking rules in Hudson? It's 9 a.m. to
9 a.m. to 5 a.m., Monday through Saturday. But on Saturday, all the municipal lots are free.
Okay.
Sunday is free. Federal holidays are free.
Very confusing. And I know, right, like Christmas, because we put, I tie things out in front of
my
building.
Usually in December, they do the whole month.
The whole month,
for shopping.
Right, which is nice.
Promote business, yes.
Right, very nice.
Now, I have a question. Now, when there's a meter that's blinking, or it says, sometimes
failed
it says
dead.
Yeah. Can people still park there?
Yes.
Because
I know there are certain cities where you can't, but here they feel it's not your fault.
Good.
So,
okay.
So that just means
there's
something wrong with the meter. It's being fixed.
It's either failed or the meter or the batteries are dead.
Okay.
So that's a free slot.
It is.
And you won't get a ticket.
No.
Oh,
good.
That's very nice.
Well,
great.
We're...
Well, thank you, Liz, for stopping by so much. We appreciate it. And do
pop
in again when you
so
have
fun.
A moment. Yes.
Go Red Sox.
More stories. Go Red Sox. That's
I thought you said go Xbox.
No, that's for all the Yankee fans. That's for all the Yankee fans out there. Sorry.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
All right.
Enjoy.
Bye, everybody.
We just love
have
Liz.
A great
we
day.
Do. You too. Take care.